जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद Listen.
Kalinga.
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 Kalinga. Okay, Kalinga. All right. Kalinga. Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Hare Krishna Presta Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachari Nir Vishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskachari Shatarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Lachkapturubhyas jagripas sindhu bhyevacha parinanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
And just let me just mention one little thing. Well, everyone speaks English, or should I speak in Tamil? It would be a very short class. But everyone is sort of laughing. Can
you say that, everybody laughing?
Oh, okay. Okay, just one thing I wanted to tell you. We have a family here from South Africa. They heard about the Galugor devotees, and they told me they have to come and meet them, and they did. His Grace Deva Prabhu and his wife Karuna Mai Mataji, they're back there by the door. Just back there. And they are Tamil. Not speaking, but
Tamil like us.
But no, you speak Tamil. You can speak a little? Not really. Okay. But good English.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, just thought I'd mention that. Yes, so here we are at Sunday. It's our special Sunday program, and it's Ekadasi, so it's just really nice. And on Thursday is Gopanima. So it's especially special. Yes. It is really super special. And I thought this evening, well, we can do anything. Actually, Gaurachandra Prabhu said that I must talk about Vrindavan. But then, it was you, wasn't it? Or anyway, someone said I must talk about Lord Chaitanya. So, whatever. We'll try our best to say a few words. So anyway, let us start with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was 533 years ago, 533 on Thursday, Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world, and Well, we had a program this morning in the Jagannath Temple in Kuala Lumpur, and we talked a bit about the appearance of Lord Chaitanya and some of his very early childhood pastimes. We got up to the point of, what is it now? Oh, the traveling mendicant who comes to the house and wants to offer, like in the late afternoon, and wants to make an offering for his Gopal deity. You know that story. So we told that story this morning there in KL. So let's just sort of carry on from approximately that point, around about the same time, or even actually slightly earlier, really. There's wonderful pastime. I imagine you're all, or so many of you, would be quite familiar with these pastimes, but don't worry if it is a little repetitive, because Srila Prabhupada said, repetition of a good thing is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And after all, we repeat the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. How many times, I don't know, but it's just so many times. And the more you focus and chant attentively, the better it becomes. So, you know, these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, or pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, they're sort of, we would say, the same difference. It's okay, either way, this way, that way. It's fine. And as you go into them more, even the same pastime, go into it more, and more, you get more realization, more understanding, and you find more nectar. Because, well, the way we put it sometimes is that these pastimes, they are like a transcendental Russia cake. Now, you are probably not familiar with transcendental Russian cakes or any Russian cakes, but they're very amazing. They are just very amazing. They make these cakes. It is called a tort, T-O-R-T. And the cakes are multi-layered, many thin layers. In a cake, you know, the cake may be that thick, sort of, I guess, normal thickness or something. But it may be at least 20 layers. Oh, yes. And, of course, you start with the icing. Then you go and there's a layer of some sort of, you know, like just cake material. Then you go in just a millimeter or 2 millimeters, say, and now there's a strawberry jam layer. Suddenly you hit the strawberry jam, and then you go down another couple of millimeters and you hit a chocolate, but we don't really eat chocolate, maybe carob layer. You get the idea. And you bite down, and as you're biting down, you get a new taste every second or a fraction of a second as you go down. So it's like a whole just taste experience. And these pastimes are similar, but even more so. Yeah. So you can repeat the same pastime 1,000 times, and each time, at least if you do it nicely, And you don't think, oh, it's the same old pastime, we heard that a week ago or a couple of weeks ago. But if you appreciate this is Krishna conscious, it is beyond these conceptions of repetition and getting bored, then you find, you know, after 1,000 times, you find it's even better than the 999th time. Not to speak of the first time. Yes. So that's just, you know, in case you, I'm telling a few stories and you think, wait a minute, I just heard this recently. Don't worry about it. Just try and sort of surrender your mind. Surrender your heart to it. And don't get into some little mental debate inside your head. So, okay, this particular story I want to start with is also very famous. It's very famous. Lord Chaitanya was little boy, preschool, even not just preschool, but like he couldn't even really talk properly. So he's really a small child. Of course, he is the Lord, so he can talk anytime. And when Krishna appeared in the prison house of Kamsa, within a minute or something like that, he was speaking perfect Sanskrit and sophisticated Sanskrit. Yeah. So the Lord, you know, is not limited by his apparent external bodily appearance. He's always the Lord. So anyway, at this particular point, Lord Chaitanya is something, I don't know, 1.5 maybe, something like that, just a little boy. And he was playing out in the street in front of the house. And a couple of thieves came by. And Lord Chaitanya, they saw here this little child, just unattended somehow or other. There was no one around looking after him. He was just doing his own thing in the street. And Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, let us call him Nimai at this point because that was the name that was generally used at that stage. He had beautiful jewelry on. He had actually, he had a little black thread or cord, something, around his waist with a little gold something or other on the end. Then he had gold necklaces, gold earrings, gold ankle bells, gold bangles with gems. Nothing plastic from Shanghai. No. Nothing like that. It's all real. And if the children, little children, 18-month children or whatever, have jewelry like that, imagine the opulence of the parents. Oh my gosh. You know, the wife would not just wear the sort of, what you call it, Mangal Sutra on the wedding day. It was just normal to wear that sort of jewelry. You know, now because it's Kali Yuga, then people don't use these things so much. For one, they're afraid someone will just rip it off them and just run away. And for another thing, they can't afford them to start off with. And sometimes, yeah, well, you know, plastic from Shanghai or somewhere there. in China, the land where everything comes from nowadays. So and these thieves came and they saw, here's this little boy, look at him. He's got this valuable jewelry on and no one's looking after him. It is our lucky day. The stars are smiling on us. Yeah. So they went up to Nimai and spoke to him. They're trying to be very nice, like, we're good guys. We're your uncles. That sort of mood. And little Nimai, of course, like we mentioned, he always knows what's going on. He's never just some uninformed little child. But he played along with it. They came and smiled and joked a bit. And he looked at them and smiled back. Charming little smile. And they thought, this is just the easiest job we've ever had. And they picked him up. And one of them put him on his shoulders, you know. Carried him on his shoulders. And off they went. And of course the idea was to go to their place. They had some place way out on the other side of town. And that was the idea. So off they went, and they're sort of local people. They know their way around. And they're going through the streets here and there on the route, following the GPS. Well, they didn't even need a GPS. They were so local. And they were just on their way, and they came to the last corner. The last corner. And they knew just around the corner's our place. And they went around the last corner, and what happened? They found they were right in the place where they picked up Nimai before. What happened? The GPS failed. Yeah. And they just, you know, they're flummoxed. They just couldn't believe it. Wait a minute, we know the way. And we were just there and just around the corner, and here we are. What's going on? Anyway, no problem. No problem. We know the way. Let's just go again. So again they went, following the normal route that they would follow regularly, and through the streets. And little Lord Chaitanya, little Nimai, is on their shoulders, and he's laughing and just making little happy sounds. And he was sort of going, whacking the fellow on his head. You know, he's enjoying the ride so much. And then they came to the last corner. It's just the last one. They go there. They're there every day for years. And around the last corner. Oh. And they're right in front of Nimai's house again. Oh, what is going... Is this child a mystic yogi, or what is going on here? And now they're standing outside the house. And they're just, you know, they're bewildered. They're standing there. They put Nimai down. And what should happen? Jagannath Mishra, the father of Lord Chaitanya, the father of Nimai, Haribol. Oh, okay. Yes. Important business.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a mother, Amma. Because you know Amma, you know what happened. Amma, what Oh, okay, I knew she's coming. Let's listen again. Kaliga.
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 Kalinga.
Kalinga. Kalinga. All right. Kalinga. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Well, okay. No, but you know what happened? When Mother Janava went through the curtain in the Gopinath temple in Vrindavan, she never came out. She disappeared. She left this world. So, I was going to tell Amma, she had better be careful, because her little boy, what's the child's name?
Ananda.
Ananda. He may go in next time, you know, third time lucky, and open the curtains and shoo, Goloka Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Must be careful. All right, so there we were, though, outside the house of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi, the parents of Nimai. And there these two criminals, and they put the boy down, and Jagannath Mishra came out. And they thought, oh no, we're caught red-handed, we've had it. They're going to lock us up for kidnapping. But Jagannath Mishra came out, Nimai's father, Lord Chaitanya's father, and he said, oh, thank you. You found him. We thought we'd lost him. But you found him and brought him back. Thank you so much. And the two thieves were just like, oh, don't worry about it, it's okay. We do it for anyone. And then they quickly made a getaway and they didn't come back. Shri Krishna Balaram, Lakshmi Nishinga Dev, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. Right. Yeah, so the sort of the lesson, you know, if you want to look at it in that sense, oh, it's all right, don't worry about it. The lesson you can learn from that is don't try to cheat the Lord. Don't try. You may think, someone may think, we can do some tricky maneuver and somehow trick the Lord. But you try to trick him, you try to cheat him, he will cheat you big time. Yeah, really, it's true. So anyway, that we can learn there. We should always be very honest before the Lord. As we were driving up from KL, I was sitting in the back, and I was thinking that about relationship. Each one of us has a relationship with the Lord. Of course, we have relationships with each other too, in the context of our relationship with the Lord. Like, you know, I came here last year, I'm here now. We have a little bit of a relationship. It's only because of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, I doubt that we would have met. Probably not. Unlikely, at least. So, yeah, so we're all related. We have a relationship with the Lord, and we have a relationship with each other. But it's all, that's in the context of our relationship with the Lord. So don't try to trick Krishna, because he is much trickier than you. It's Krishna, he's calling. Lord Chaitanya. Right? Lord Chaitanya. You know, you probably heard the joke, but I'll tell it to you anyway, about the big red telephone. You know that story? The big red telephone? Oh my God, you don't know that? You missed out. Okay, one of our devotees, a few years ago, some years ago, went to visit the Pope. The Pope, you know, Roman Catholics, the Pope. So he walked in, and on the Pope's desk were a few things, but there was a big red telephone. And the devotee, you know, they talked for a little while. The devotee asked him, what's the telephone, this big red telephone, what's it about? And the Pope said, yes, it is direct line to him. And the devotee said, well, could I make a call? Could I use it? And the Pope said, well, if you really want, but it's long distance. It's very expensive. At least $100 a minute. But, you know, if you don't mind paying, you can. So the devotee made a call. Oh, and it was Krishna. And he spoke to Krishna for 1 minute. He gave his $100. And that was that. And Krishna was asking, oh, how's the Sankirtan movement? And how are things going? And then he said, let me speak to the Pope. And he chastised the Pope. Why don't you let women become priests? You know? Why are you becoming flexible about abortion? What do you think you're doing? Anyway, the devotee paid his $100 and went. It's just a joke, don't worry. A little later, this devotee, by the way, was the president of our temple in Vrindavan. A little later, the Pope visited India. He did. He went to India a couple of years ago or something. And he's touring around India. Then he remembered, oh, my Hare Krishna friend from Vrindavan. Because the devotee left his card with him. Let me go and visit him. So he went to Vrindavan. The Pope went to Vrindavan. And he found the Krishna Balaram temple. And he went into the president's office. And there he was. He met him again. And you know what he saw? Our temple president, on his desk, he had a big red telephone. Same style. So they talked. And after a while, the Pope said, you have one of these things too. Direct line. And the devotee said, sure, yeah, of course I've got one. And the Pope said, do you think I could make a call? And our president said, no problem. Go ahead. And the Pope pulled out a $100 bill. And the president said, don't worry about it. Just make a call. You can speak to him for as long as you like. And the Pope said, really? Isn't it a long distance call? Isn't it very expensive? And the devotee said, no, no, no. In Vrindavan, it's just a local call. Anyway, sorry about that. But it's true. Okay. So, right then. Now, Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, he is maybe, I don't know, about two or three. He's speaking now. He can speak. So he's sort of two or two and a half, maybe, something like that. And he's walking freely to 2 to 3 years, whatever. So one day, Mother Sachi was there with her friends, because that's what the ladies did. You know, in India, in those days, ladies did not work. They did not work in the factory or anywhere. They stayed at home, and they made the home a home, and not just a house, just some walls and a roof that we sleep under. But they would make the houses homes, so the family could come, and the husband who was working could come and feel, I'm at home. And it's worth it working like this, because when I come home, it's so nice. Just such a nice atmosphere and warm feelings, relationships. Right. So the ladies then, every morning, it was just the thing they did. Every morning, they would come over to Mother Sachi's house and play with Nimai. This is what they did. So one morning, they were there, and Mother Sachi was there, and little Nimai was there sitting outside in a little sort of garden area. And Nimai's playing around, the ladies are talking, kind of absorbed in their discussion. Suddenly, Nimai called out, Mata, look, it's a snake. And the ladies looked, and sure enough, wow, you see, it was a snake. It was a big snake, a cobra. And they panicked. And Mother Sachi just jumped forward and grabbed Nimai and just pulled him away. But Nimai was protesting, Mata, Mata, nice snake, friendly snake. I want to play with him. Mata, let me go. No. So they all went inside to wait for the snake to go. So there they were now, they're all inside. And the conversation's going on, and Mother Sachi put Nimai down, and conversation's going on, and then after some minutes they noticed Nimai is not there. He has gone outside and we didn't notice. And they all went running out, and there was Nimai holding the snake. Cobra. You know, like this little boy. And there's the cobra doing his cobra thing. Do you have cobras in Malaysia?
Yes.
Yes, watch out for the cobras. They're all over, you know, we have them in South Africa also. Cobras. So he's holding a big smile, and there's the cobra. Big smile. Mata, look! Nice snake. He's my friend. Do you want to meet him, Mata? And the poor ladies and poor Mother Sachi, it's just too much. Just too much. There's nothing they can do. Nothing they can do at all. And Nimai's sort of playing with the snake and blowing in his face and talking to him. And it's just happy days. Happy days I hear again with the snake. And this is a big cobra. Big cobra. Then that big cobra coiled up on the ground, and Nemi lay on his coils with the head over Nemi's head like this. And all the ladies, they just totally fainting practically. But one of them remarked, doesn't he look like Mahavishnu on Anantashesh? Little did they know that it was Anantashesh. It was Anantashesh who had come to have darshan of his Lord, Lord Chaitanya. So Nemi just lay there for a while. Mata, come, meet my friend, the snake. He's nice, nice snake. And eventually Nemi stood up, snake went away, and that was it. That was it. So yes, this is a very famous pastime. I'm sure you've heard it before. Then, after a little while, Nemi started going to school. Anyway, whatever, 5 years, that sort of age. What age do children go to start school here?
Seven.
You know, in New Zealand, where I'm from, we start at five. School, not kindergarten, but school. I started on my fifth birthday. Anyway, okay. So little Nemi now is going to school. And he has his friends. And they would do their studies and their lessons starting early in the morning through till about lunchtime. And then that was the end of school for the day, lunchtime. Then they would go down to the Ganges and take baths. And then they'd go home and have lunch. So, when they would go to the Ganges, it's around midday, and quite a few people would go, like Brahmins would go, to chant Gayatri in the Ganga. And people, just ladies, would be there washing clothes and so on. It was a little busy down there by the Ganga, and Nemi and the boys would go down there. And Nemi, Lord Chaitanya, as a youngster, he was very mischievous. Very mischievous. When you were that age, were you mischievous? Or were you just a very good boy? You don't remember. That means you are mischievous. All right. So Nemi, his favorite, well, he used to harass the Brahmins who were there in the Ganga chanting Gayatri up to their waists or sometimes up to their chests in the Ganges. So what he would do, you know, the Ganges water is kind of cloudy. You know, I'll tell you an interesting little thing. Would you believe, you might not believe, but it's true. Perhaps it's like a confession. But I use Facebook a lot. Not every day, but every other day or every few days like that. A few days ago, I put a photo of Mayapur, aerial photo. And you can see it's showing the Ganga is coming down and the Jalangi is coming and meeting it. And then in the back there's the temple of Vedic planetarium, etc.
It's really amazing. Have a look, if you can, and you'll see the Ganga coming in on the left is really cloudy. It's gray, actually. It's more or less like a greeny gray color. But the Jalangi coming in from the other side is blue, completely different color. So he was taking bath in the Ganga, and the water is sort of cloudy because there's sand and like dust a lot. So he would swim underwater and they couldn't see him because it's cloudy. And here's some Brahmin, you know. Here's some Brahmin with his Brahmin thread, and he's standing there, and he's very serious, and he's chanting Gayatri. And suddenly Nimai would grab his feet and just pull his feet out, and this fellow would just go underwater, completely gone. And Nimai would come up and just roar with laughter. And all his friends who are watching, they just roar with laughter. And if he didn't do that, sometimes he would just come right in front of them, you know, like half a meter away, and just splash them like mad while they're trying to very seriously chant their Gayatri. And sometimes he would come up from underwater and take a whole mouthful of water and just spit it in their faces. Hari Bol. And laugh. But they didn't like this. Those brothers, they got really angry. And sometimes the girls, youngish girls, I don't know, maybe sort of 10, 8, 9, 10, 11, that sort of age, they would go down there and do some like little Durga puja, sort of Katyayani Durga, to pray for good husbands. And they make a little altar and put a little deity and then offer fruits, flowers, and do a little puja type of thing. And Nimai would come, having just dragged a few Brahmins underwater while chanting their Gayatri, he would then come, lift the deity off the altar, and just put it on the ground, and just sit on the altar. And take the flowers and smell them, and take the fruit and eat it. And the girls were shocked. They all knew him because they're all living in the same suburb, really. And they would say, Nimai, how can you do this? You're from such a good family. Because he was. Jagannath Mishra was very prominent, very senior Vaishnav Brahmin in that part of the town. And so they kind of chastise him. How can you do this? You shouldn't do this. And taking all the offerings for Durga. And Nimai would say, listen, don't worry about it. She just offers it to me anyway. You offer it to her, she takes it and offers it to me. And the girls couldn't understand that at all. Not at all. And they would accuse him, you're being blasphemous. How can you blaspheme Mother Durga? Mataji, they call her in North India. Do they call her that in South India? Mataji? Amma. Amma. Okay, so yeah, how can you treat Amma like that? And Nimai will say, don't worry, she's my devotee. She worships me. What? They just couldn't believe it. Who is this boy? He's just so arrogant. So they told him, listen, we are going to complain to your father. And they did. The Brahmins, the girls, one day, they all went up to the house of Jagannath Mishra, and they made big complaint. And Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya's father, he took a stick. He said, don't worry, just leave it up to me. I will sort him out. You'll never have to worry about it again. So he went running down to the river. Where is he? Where is he? Where's my son? The friends were there. His school friends were there. And they told Jagannath Mishra, no, he didn't come to the river today. He stayed at school to do extra schoolwork because he wants to please the teachers more and become the best student. So he didn't come with us. He hasn't been here today. You can find him up in the school. And Jagannath Mishra is thinking, what? All these people complained. The Brahmins, the girls. But they say, these boys are saying, his friends are saying, he didn't even come here at all. And with his stick, he went up to the school. And as he just came to the entrance of the school, Nimai came out with completely dry clothes. His hair, you know, he had long hair. Completely dry, like he had not been swimming, and with ink stains over his body and his clothes, carrying his books and his pen. And there came Jagannath Mishra with a stick. What are you doing? What's going on? And Nimai told him, I wanted to please you and my teachers. So I stayed on after school and did extra work. And now I'm going to go to the river and take a bath. But haven't you been to the river? No, not yet. Not yet. I'm going now. And all the Brahmins and the girls were there also. And Jagannath Mishra turned to them and said, what is this? This is a conspiracy, isn't it? You're trying to get him into trouble. My son, who's such an excellent young boy, how could you do that? And all the Brahmins and girls were totally bewildered. But they all just went off. And this is one of Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. Also very famous pastime. Let's see. We only got a few minutes left. I must tell you one more story. Which story shall I tell you? Okay. I was thinking of telling you the story with Murari Gupta. You know that story? I actually told it this morning in KL. But no, let me think of something else. All right. Lord Chaitanya is at school. I mean, he's that period. And every day he would go, his mother would send him to the market to buy a few fruits and veggies. And every day he would go to the little stall of one banana dealer named Sridhar. He's known as Kolavecha Sridhar. Kola in Bengali meaning banana. Vecha, like salesman. Kolavecha Sridhar. And Lord Chaitanya would go to him. And Kolavecha Sridhar didn't. Kolavecha Sridhar's great devotee. Just a great devotee. But at that stage, he didn't know who is Lord Chaitanya. He just thought he's just one of the local boys. And Lord Chaitanya would go down there every day and bargain with him and give him a hard time. He'd go up to him and say, okay, how much are the bananas today? And Kolavecha Sridhar, you know, they don't do it so much now, although they do it. But when I first went to India, it was just so common. They would inflate the price. They would inflate the price because they know you're going to bargain them down. So, you know, back in the good old days, I used to get a limpka. You know what a limpka is? It's almost dangerous to drink, actually. So, but it's a lemon drink. It's the old lemon drink of India. Now they've got others. It used to be the only one. And we used to get it for 75 paisa. 60 paisa sometimes. And a rickshaw from Krishna Balaram Temple to, what's it called, Loy Bazaar? 75 paisa. A bargain of it. So, but now this Kolavecha Sridhar, he wouldn't do that. He would only ask the right price, which was cheaper than anyone else, because everyone else was inflating. So Lord Chaitanya would go every day and say, okay, how much are the bananas? And Sridhar would quote him the right price. Sridhar was such an amazing devotee. Whatever money he made every day, he would offer half of it for the worship of the Ganges, of Mother Ganga. Whatever he made, if it was just, you know, practically nothing, didn't matter. Half of it he would offer. So Nimai would come. How much are the bananas today? And he'd be quoted the right price. And Nimai would say, no, that's too much. Give me a better price. And Sridhar would say, I can't. It's, you know, that's practically what they cost me. And Nimai would say, no, I know about you. You are making so much money. You're becoming so rich that you can afford to give half of what you earn for the worship of the Ganges. And he said, he would tell him, don't you know, Mother Ganga is my devotee. And Sridhar would think, what? Who is this boy? He's too much. So you give it to me for half the price. And then you don't need to offer anything to the Ganga. And in the end, you know, it would go back and forth. In the end, Sridhar would say, listen, take what you like and give what you like. I just leave it up to you. So it went on like this, different variations on that theme for a few years. And, you know, sometimes if they couldn't settle a price, Nimai would just grab some bananas and run. Yeah. So he was just a tough customer. So this went on for years. And then, of course, Nimai grew up. This is while he's at school. He grew up and he started teaching himself, and he married. But then his father died. He went to Gaya to do the last rites. He got initiated by Ishwarapuri and Gaya. Is it the red telephone? It's the red telephone. In Gaya, he'd already met Ishwarapuri before. He had stayed in their house in Navadvip. But now he met him again in Gaya, and he was initiated. And after his initiation, when he came back, after doing the last rites, he was a God-intoxicated person. He was just overflowing with Krishna consciousness. Just chanting and chanting and totally Krishna conscious. And then Lord Chaitanya, one day, when he started gathering the devotees in the house of Srivas Thakur, and having kirtans at night, one night, he moved the Shalagram Shila off the altar and sat on the altar. Don't any of you do that. And he sat on the altar, and the rest of the Panchatattva, they stood around him and fanned him and, you know, looked after, served him in different ways. And Lord Chaitanya started calling the devotees and revealing one by one. It went on for 20 hours. One by one, calling them and revealing who they were in his pastimes, in his other forms. Just one example, he called Murari Gupta and said, "Murari, look at me. Tell me what you see." And Murari looked at him and saw Sita and Ram. And then he looked at Nityananda and he saw Lakshman. And he just became overwhelmed, and he told the Lord, "Oh, I see your Sita Ram, Nityananda's Lakshman. But there's one problem. Where's Hanuman? Where's Hanuman?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "Murari, look at yourself, Murari." And he looked at himself and he saw he was Hanuman, because he is Hanuman, actually, in Ram Lila. So all these types of things were going on. That's another whole story. And then after a while, Lord Chaitanya ordered some of the devotees, call Sridhar, who was not present. He was at his home. This is all, if you've been to Mayapur, who's been to Mayapur? Put your hand up. I've been to Mayapur. Okay. You've been to Mayapur, you know where the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya is. Then just up the road, a couple of few hundred meters, is Srivas Angam. And then you go a little distance, and you go in, and there's the Jagannath Temple. And then not too far from that, through the trees, is Sridhar Angam, where the house of Sridhar was. So it's about, I'd say, a kilometer, maybe not more than two.
from Srivasangan, where this was all going on. So Lord Chaitanya told them, call Sridhar. So a group went out to call Sridhar. Sridhar was just chanting from his heart, calling for the Lord to appear. That's all what he did. He would call to the Lord, beg him to come and appear. The devotees walked in and said, Sridhar, you know how you've been calling for the Lord to appear? Yes. Well, he has appeared, and he's calling for you. Come. And Sridhar collapsed. They had to carry him. They had to carry him to Lord Chaitanya, and they sort of deposited him there in front of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, you are such a great devotee. You're living in poverty. And previously, when I was a student, I mistreated you repeatedly for years, and you never got angry, you just tolerated it. You are such a nice devotee. I want to reciprocate. I want to give you something. Lord Chaitanya said, I will make you Lord Brahma. You can live on Brahma Loka. And Sridhar said, no, my Lord, please don't do that. Don't do that. I just want to be your devotee. I don't care how I live. Just let me be your devotee. And Lord Chaitanya said, no. I feel I must give you something. You don't want to become Lord Brahma. Let me at least give you all the mystic perfections, all the mystic powers. At least let me do that. And Sridhar begged him, please, my Lord, stop it. Don't talk to me like this. Please don't talk to me like this. Just let me be your devotee. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, I must do something. At least let me give you a city. And he told him, I will give you Penang. Maybe not. But I will give you a city. And Sridhar is just pleading with him, stop this. I don't want this. And Lord Chaitanya said, well, what do you want? And Sridhar said, please, just let that young boy who tormented me for years, just let him be my Lord, and let me just remember him eternally. And Lord Chaitanya said, let it be. Tatastu. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So that's just a little, just to warm you up, get you, you know, getting a bit ready for Thursday. Hare Krishna. Okay. Oh, okay. Any questions? Because you know what I heard, you know what they told me? They told me that the devotees in Galungor.
That is Kelinga. This is Gulugor.
How do you pronounce it?
Kelinga.
Listen, or Kelinga. But what's the area here called?
Galungor.
They told me the devotees in Galungor are extremely intelligent.
and Krishna conscious. And they think about Krishna consciousness a lot. And therefore they have many questions. This is what they told me. Okay. So what's the first question?
Yes, Dhruva Kumar. He always has one.
Is that a question? Or what's the... Okay, no, he's got one. Who's got one? Oh, okay. Fine.
Just now the story carried two
if. Right, right.
The thing is regarding like my case also. Something like that. Coming very soon.
His case, you say. It's something like his case.
Your case? What sort of case is it?
People from foreigners coming to Panay very soon.
I didn't quite catch the idea. What's that?
Maybe he's trying to say that people are trying to cheat him, but they cannot cheat him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. By Krishna's grace, if you chant Hare Krishna very nicely and regularly, it'll be like that.
Yes.
They won't be able to cheat you. They couldn't cheat Prabhupada in any way. They tried, they couldn't, because he's so Krishna conscious. So we as devotees, if we become really Krishna conscious, then we can't be cheated. Yeah. By foreigners, by locals, by anybody. And what was your question?
Why did Nimai disturb the Brahmins when they were trying to chant Gayatri?
Why did Nimai disturb the Brahmins while they're trying to chant Gayatri? Because he is a mischievous young boy. That's why. And he's acting like a mischievous young boy. And, you know, all these people, ultimately, they're actually devotees. All those, the residents of the Dham, the abode of the Lord. Ultimately, they're all devotees. So it's just a pastime of the Lord. And ultimately, it brings them closer to the Lord. Because Nimai, when he was young, he acted as if he was not a devotee. And sometimes when he was at school, he was at school with Gadadhar, Mukunda Dutt, these great, great devotees, but they're the same age, they're in the same class at school. And they would try and preach to him, come on, become a devotee. You can be a good devotee, it's so nice. Your parents are devotees. And Nimai would say, no, 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 you're not going to catch me jumping up and down Hari Hari Bol. I'm not going to do that. I got better things to do. But they kept preaching to him. But he kept rejecting. Eventually, one day with Mukunda, Mukunda was saying, come on, become a devotee, you're intelligent, you can do it. And Nimai told him, all right, all right, all right. You want me to become a devotee? All right, I'll become a devotee. All right. And Mukunda thought, wow, what happened? This is amazing. He's going to become a devotee. Oh, wow, that's great. But then Nimai said, Lord Chaitanya said, you know, when I become a devotee, I will become such a great devotee. You won't believe it. And Mukunda thought, oh my God, he's so proud. I will become the best devotee. You will never have seen a devotee like me. And Mukunda's thinking, this fellow's impossible. And Nimai, Lord Chaitanya said, I will become such a great devotee. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will come and offer their obeisances to me. So don't worry, I'll become a devotee. And Mukunda went away thinking, this fellow's too much completely. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.